have a good time. Put a smile on your face, yeah. KBKM and Elation Radio. Even brighten your day and help you through the night. Bring you good music. KBKM and Elation Radio. And here's your host.
I was created for, though I believe in God, I was Bless your name, Jesus.
Hi, this is Apostle Dawn Westbrook. Join me on Shabbat Saturday here at Elation Radio at 3 p.m. Eastern Standard Time, where we Shabbat the Lord and declare the word of the Lord over your life for this hour. Shalom.
Hallelujah! Glory to God. We were created for worship. That was none other than Frederick Ford. Amen. Created for worship. We thank the Lord for you being here with us on today. It is truly a day that the Lord has made, and we will rejoice and be glad in it. In the name of Jesus. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. We were created to worship you. Listen, that's even in the scripture, in the Bible, people of God. Did you know that? The word says in Revelation 4:11, worthy are you, our Lord and God, to receive glory and honor and power, for you created all things, and by your will they exist and were created. We were created to worship. Revelation 5:12 says, worthy is the Lamb who was slain to receive power and wealth and wisdom and might and honor and glory and blessing. Well, Rosh Hashanah to all that are listening with us that have gathered here at the Faith Conversations at the Red Table here on Shabbat Saturday. And this is your host, hallelujah, Apostle Westbrook. I'm so grateful for this platform and the opportunity to come before you. We were created to worship in the name of Jesus, my God. So, hey, listen, buckle your seatbelt, get ready, because we're going to keep rolling and moving forward and launching this word, I believe, a Kairos word for this hour about faith, and faith being a sure foundation that you have this on lockdown in the name of Jesus. Because there is a great shaking in the heavenly realms going on now. I mean, just look around you. But we have been given the authority to speak and say something, to Shabbat our awesome God, and encourage you, our listening audience, on today. Because again, this is the day the Lord has created. This is the first day, the day of new beginnings, a new season. Hallelujah. And whenever there is a new feast, that means that there's a portal that has been opened in heaven in Jesus' name. Glory to God. Well, today on Shabbat Saturday, Faith Conversations at the Red Table, we are honored again to have with us evangelist prophetess Melissa Ross, an awesome teacher, amen, of the Word of God out of Jesus Christ Deliverance and Worship Center based in Front Royal, Virginia. This woman of God is driven, amen, to develop and teach and disciple followers of Christ to stand in the midst of adversity, unwavering in their faith, amen. So, woman of God, are you here with us on today?
Blessings, Apostle.
Praise God. Thank you so much for being with us. We bless the Lord for you. It is always an honor to have you on this platform. We do not take it lightly in the name of Jesus. Thank you again for being here with us. Hallelujah. Let's just move forward. Last week, we discussed, amen, that there needs to be a confidence, a trust, a firm foundation as it pertains to faith. Faith is the confidence that we have, that we hope for, and the assurance about what we do not see. We all came to the same conclusion regarding that. But faith is, amen, something much more than that. And we're beginning to understand as we continue forward in these conversations and unveiling these layers of what faith is. We know it is what we hope for, but we also understand it is the beginning of everything that matters spiritually and then manifests in this realm on our behalf. Faith is not merely just believing, though, but it is operational. It is not a mental assent in the name of Jesus. And we know the word, amen, but some of us still have little faith. And that is something I believe that we dropped the bomb on last week and the week before. This faith thing cannot be commingled with doubt. Doubt and faith cannot cohabitate in the same place in the name of Jesus. So this week, I want us to share about faith having a voice. Amen. As we brought up, I believe, 2 weeks ago out of Romans 10:10, God brought all things into existence by speaking the word. We believe, thus we have spoken. That is how we receive this gift of salvation, by first believing it in our hearts and then speaking it in Jesus' name. We need to be in the word, and we must have a personal intimacy with the Father in order to activate the release of our faith that causes the promises to manifest. So, woman of God, I'm going to ask that you pray us in, amen, and then the mic is yours to go forth in Jesus' name as we start this conversation. But before you do that, I want to make sure that I honor those that are here with us. If you would like to come to the table, amen, please let us know, and we'll be more than happy to have you join this awesome conversation we are about to begin in Jesus' name. Woman of God, the mic is yours.
Father God, we just thank you, Lord God. We thank you for this opportunity, Father God, that we can come on here, Father God, and just lift up your word, lift up your name, Father God. I pray, Father God, for those that are listening today. I pray, Father God, for those that will listen at a later time on the recording, Father God. We pray that you would give them ears to hear and a heart to receive, Father God. We know that it is about our relationship with you, Father God, and that helps build our faith, Father God. And the faith is the foundation of all things spiritual in our life, Lord God. So we just thank you for, and I pray blessings upon Apostle, the woman of God, and her obedience, Lord God, to continue what you have laid upon her heart, Father God. And we just lift up Miss Kimmy Kim, Father God, for this platform. And we just thank you, Heavenly Father, in all things. In Jesus' mighty name, amen, amen.
Amen.
Hallelujah. You know, you was talking about, you know, as you brought up that faith has a voice. You know, we have touched base on this, and, you know, it's important because it's like we have to activate our faith. We have to be a participant in building our faith. You know, it's basically an action word, you know. But, you know, the righteous, which, you know, I believe it's in Romans 10:10, the righteousness, which is of faith, speaks. You know, as Christians, you know, a lot of times we believe that, you know, we know and we believe that the Bible is our instruction manual regarding what we as believers have in that new covenant. But yet most Christians do not realize that it is through the active release of our faith that actually causes those promises to manifest in our life. You know, the promises of God. The promises of God, you know, throughout Scripture, you know, the word of God is yes and amen. It does not return void. He is not a man that he shall lie. But, you know, there are so, you know, but it takes us to, you know, to release the release of our faith. So, you know, we have to, it has a voice. You know, I ask the question sometimes, you know, do my words really have power? Is there power in the tongue? Life and death is in the power of the tongue. You know, what is the, you know, what is the word of faith? You know, Scripture references You know, and the Lord said, if you have faith as a grain of a mustard seed, and you might speak to this sycamore tree, and it be plucked up by the roots and be planted in the seeds, it would obey you. To have that faith that can move mountains. And it does start with our relationship with the Father. You know, so many people incorrectly, you know, believe that simply believing is enough to manifest blessings. Yet Jesus taught in several places that it is only when we take what we believe and release it by our words that we are actually operating in our faith. And I had pulled up here this afternoon, and it's funny where she was talking, she brought up that faith has a voice. You know, we had a prayer night last night at the church, and, you know, as I was sitting there and I was just seeking God, you know, it felt good to be back in the house and to begin having prayer nights again in the house that, you know, we're, you know, that has to be that foundation, you know, of prayer before we do anything. We need to get into that place and seek our Heavenly Father for every decision we make in our life. But I was going to take a look at some, you know, to examine some scriptures here. You know, Romans chapter 10:10 also shows us clearly that simply believing is not enough, and we must also act upon what we believe by speaking that salvation is obtained. You know, time and time again, you know, Jesus taught us that it is through our words that faith is released, and this is what brings forth the manifestation of the promises. Mark 11:23 says, I tell you the truth, if anyone says to this mountain, go throw yourself in the sea, and does not doubt in his heart, but believes that what he says will happen, he will have whatever he says. So there again, we have to, it's a matter of just, you know, we have to believe in every word, you know, the Bible, the word of God, the scripture that says, you know, every word is breathed out of the mouth of God. You know, how can we manifest the things that he promises us without, you know, if we just say, well, you know, you know, I pray, I read the scripture some, I go to church on Sunday. Again, it does go back to that relationship that I feel. In Matthew 17, Jesus replied, I tell you the truth, if you have faith as small as that mustard seed, you'll speak to the mountain, and it'll move from here to there. It's throughout scripture, Luke 17:6. A lot of people don't begin to try to activate their faith or seek or pray until it becomes, you know, there's something comes up, you know, desperation does not produce results. Faith does. You know, many brothers and sisters have desperate needs that, you know, that they're praying, that they want to come to pass. If they are to obtain victory, they have to understand the significance of the power that is released when we begin to release our faith by speaking to the situation. There's a time to speak to God about the problem, but there's also a time when we must speak to the problem about God. We must begin to speak to God's word. Speak God's word into that situation if we are to overcome it. But how can we put power behind our words when we have but little faith? That little bit of doubt, I heard you, Apostle, mention that in the very beginning. You know, that's, you know, it says that, you know, if you have, you know, faith the size of a mustard seed, well, that tiny little seed was meant to grow into a big, huge tree. So we have to nourish that faith by getting in his word, spending time with him. But the same size, a little teeny bit of doubt can hinder our blessings and the promises of God for our life. We have no room for doubt in our life. You know, throughout the Bible,
Amen.
We're told over and over that the power that lies within our mouth when words are released. Thou shalt also decree a thing, and it shall be established unto thee. The tongue has the power of life and death in Proverbs 18, the course of blessings out of the mouth. The tongue is like a spark. It has an evil power that can contaminate the whole body, and it can set a person's entire life or future on fire with flames that come from hell itself. But words have power. Notice that our words can determine both the outcome of any circumstances we are facing as well as determining our entire future. But it all comes back to that foundation of faith and relationship with the Father.
Amen.
You know, words have power. You know, we can choose to speak life, blessings, health, provisions, deliverance, or we can speak lack, sickness, death, cursing, and oppression. The choice is ours. And what we speak will either manifest the blessing or curse it. But we have to have that power and believe that, you know, that we shall declare a thing and it shall be established for us. You know, it all comes back to how much faith do you have? Do you have that faith to speak to the dead and they shall rise? You know, speak, you know, you are healed in the name of Jesus. You know, come out of him when you do deliverance. Come out in the name of Jesus. And it all comes back to our faith. And I believe that, you know, Apostle is so on point with that, you know, everything in our spiritual life is centered around how much faith we have. You know, that choice is
Amen.
Ours, you know. I believe, was someone else getting ready to speak?
That was me, woman of God. I was just saying amen, amen.
Okay.
Glory to God.
Sorry, I'm on a roll today. Hallelujah, praise you, Jesus.
Hallelujah.
There you go. You know, as I was saying, you know, the choice is ours, you know. And the Lord said in Deuteronomy, I call heaven and earth to record the day against you that I have set before you life and death, blessings and cursing. Therefore, choose life. Let us therefore follow the Lord's instructions and choose life. Let us follow Jesus and his wisdom. You know, when he said, if you have faith as small as a mustard seed, you can speak to this mountain saying, move from here to there, and it will move. Nothing will be impossible for you. You know, release your faith into the situation, every situation into your life by speaking to it. Jesus promised us that it will change for the better. Nothing is impossible if we would just believe God and speak as commanded. So yes, faith has a voice. It is only through the release of our faith, you know, speaking what God has said, that we have access into the grace that is available to us, health, healing, provisions, prosperity, you know, victory, success, deliverance, safety. Romans 5:2. So, you know, faith, like I said in the beginning, it's the foundation of all things spiritual. But it's the matter of getting to that point where your faith is so strong, so deep in God that you truly know that nothing, absolutely nothing, as he says, is impossible. So we have to get ourselves to that place. And then again, and how do we do that? As we were talking a little bit on last week, you know, it's about relationship. It's about getting to know the Father, you know, spending time with Him in prayer. And I'm just so, you know, when I was, you know, went through my own sickness in my life, and, you know, it took me getting into prayer and seeking Him at an all-night prayer night to where He revealed to me that, you know, this mustard seed. And I'm thinking, you know, okay, well, I always thought my faith was, you know, bigger than a mustard seed. But it's not, you know, that faith is meant, you know, that little mustard seed is meant to grow into a big tree. But, you know, that little enough faith and no doubt. There's no room for doubt. But it is difficult when things happen in our lives. You know, there's a death in the, you know, in our family, or death, some a friend close to us. You know, there's a sickness. That little bit of doubt can sneak in there so quickly.
Amen. Amen. And isn't that something, how easily it just sort of sneaks in on you, like out of nowhere, and you find yourself, your mind wandering into the arena of doubt in the name of Jesus. And how important it is, what, to have the word, what, it says meditate in the word day in and night, that therein you would have good success. And how the enemy will, through what, circumstances, situations, people, make you wonder out of the arena of faith into the area of doubt or unbelief. And that's why I think, prophetess, evangelist, Melissa, the word is always telling us, listen, you must not look at the things that are seen, but at the things that are not seen. Faith is the evidence of things hoped for, right? Faith is the evidence of things hoped for, not the things that are seen. Somebody help me here. Amen. But I'm just wondering, why is it that we great men and women of God sometimes get tangled up, bound up in doubt and unbelief? Let me give an example. I am worrying about something. If I have anxiety about something, if I have allowed the spirit of dis-ease or stress to come upon me, that means that I'm not operating in the area of faith. That means I'm allowing myself to react like a knee-jerk to the situation, which means I'm not walking in faith concerning what it is that I'm standing on in the name of Jesus. The enemy will say, oh, it looks to me like things are getting worse instead of better. And, you know, you see all of these headlines, CNN, MSNBC, whatever. And it may, to an unbeliever, seem like things are not getting better. But when you have the spirit of faith, you don't let him, the enemy, lure you out of the arena of faith. Instead of believing the devil's lies, you simply say to him, I walk by faith, not by sight. I am not moved in my flesh to give a knee-jerk response to what is happening around me. Instead, I choose to speak what God has already declared and decreed about the situation. In Jesus' name, hallelujah. With that, I'm going to see who's joined us here at the table. Please announce yourself. I thought I heard someone's voice, amen, or someone speaking. Glory to God. Well, praise the Lord. If you're not going to join us at the table, amen, be sure to mute your mic, amen, so as we go on in the discussion, there won't be any distraction or outside noise. And I'm going to turn the mic back over to Prophetess Melissa.
You know, and just to kind of continue on about, you know, when we say that the, you know, people are like, you know, what do you mean by the voice of faith? You know, the voice of faith is us literally voicing the word of God into the earth. It's the voicing of the promises of God over our problems, over every situation, over sickness, over everything. It's speaking the promised word to our mountain. You know, the voice of faith is the voice of victory and dominion. You know, you see, God's plan of dominion in the earth is through the voice of faith, which is calling those which be not as they were. I believe that's in Romans 4. And it comes from the spirit of faith, which always receives and takes dominion in the name of Jesus. You know, your voice is the bridge between the natural and the supernatural.
Amen. Amen. I'm so glad you mentioned the spirit of faith, Prophetess Melissa, because
yes,
faith is a spirit. And guess what? It speaks, it sees, and it has the ability to feel. Amen. Glory to God. The spirit of faith definitely stronger than anything else that tries to come against us. The word says we overcome what? This is the victory that has overcome the world, even our faith. And faith also smells victory always. It does not smell defeat. It does not, that's not even in the agenda of faith. Amen. Because faith comes out of the spirit of God. So the spirit of faith, glory to God, according to the word of God, says that this is the victory that we have to overcome the world, even our faith. And our faith, the spirit of faith, will always be, oh my God, look at the instances that we have of those. Remember I was talking to you about, I'm getting excited, the healing rooms, Prophetess Melissa?
Yes.
Hallelujah. And I share with you that in those spaces, they never spoke or said anything else or allowed any other sound to go forth but the word of God. And these patients that were there were terminal. They were at the end of their road. The hospitals gave up on them. But because of the word of God 24/7 being going forth and their spirit then receiving it, miracles were manifesting in these healing rooms in the name of Jesus. When you have the spirit of faith, the whole world smells like a victory to you. Hallelujah. Because faith always has an expectation of victory. The word of God is eternally established. There's no changing in our Father. Amen. The same yesterday, today, and forever. What he has said and what he continues to say will be the same yesterday, today, and forever. And while one person looks at a problem and thinks there is no way out, we who are walking in the Spirit, amen, and have the spirit of faith, we look at the same problem and we say, with God, I am well able to overcome it. We do not succumb to the circumstances or the condition, amen, or the report, oh my God, that is contrary to what the word has already decreed and declared. I just have to throw that in there, woman of God, since we're having a dialogue here.
Praise
amen.
Jesus.
Go on, woman of God.
Hallelujah. But yes, you know, it does come from the spirit of faith. 2 Corinthians 4:13 says, we having the same spirit of faith, according as it is written, I believed and therefore have I spoken. We also believe and therefore speak. And Romans 10:8-10 says, but what saith it? The word is nigh thee, and even in thy mouth and in thy heart, that is in the word of faith, which we preach, that if thou shalt confess with thy mouth the Lord Jesus and shall believe in thy heart that God has raised him from the dead, thou shalt be saved. For with the heart man believeth unto righteousness, and with the mouth confession is made unto salvation. You know, one of the fundamental understandings that we must possess to be effective in faith is we must realize that faith must be in two places, in our heart and in our mouth.
Mm-hmm.
It's not
Amen.
Enough to be in your heart. You know, it has to also got to be in your mouth. You know, with your heart you believe, and with your mouth your voice or you confess the promises of God. You know, Paul declared that the spirit of faith believes and has a voice. Paul said, according as it is written, I believed and therefore have I spoken. We also believe and therefore speak. So anything that speaks has a voice. Faith is not complete if you only believe. You must add your voice to your belief. To do anything, faith needs a voice. You know, in the beginning, this world was created by the voice of faith. God spoke. In the beginning, God created the heavens and the earth, and the earth was without form and void, and darkness was upon the face of the deep. And the Spirit of God moved upon the face of the waters, and God said, let there be light, and there was light. He spoke. The voice of faith spoke. You know, through faith, we understand that the worlds were framed by the word of God, so that things which are seen were not made of things which do appear, in Hebrews 11. You know, God's voice of faith was the constructor of the universe. So what does
yes.
that tell us? You know, that you know, his voice of faith gave organ to all that became seen. So I want us to understand that, you know, the organs to all that became seen came through the mouth of God. The Spirit of God was hovering over the earth, but nothing happened until God spoke. So if God did not speak, the Spirit would still be hovering today. You know, God himself operates through the voice of faith. And when Jesus was on the earth, he operated likewise. He voiced his faith to the storm, the sea, the fig tree, sickness, death, deformities. You know, if we notice, when God spoke in Genesis, the Spirit moved, and when Jesus voiced his faith, heaven backed him up.
Amen.
So the moment that we begin to voice our faith, heaven will move on our behalf. So never hesitate to voice your faith in the midst of your circumstances. The devil would love for you to just keep quiet, because he knows that if you voice what God has already spoken about your situation, it will drive him out. Sickness will be cast out. Depression will leave. Failure will be a thing of the past. You know, dominion and power will be our lifestyle. You know, I certainly understand, because I've been there many times, and, you know, where devastation happened in my life, and I couldn't understand, you know, where is God in my circumstances? But where was I? What was I doing? Was I, you know, became depressed and angry instead of staying in his word, spending time in prayer with him, you know, and speaking into my circumstances, just like I did when I became sick, you know, when they told me that You know, I had to get my affairs in order. You know, I stood my ground with them and said, no, there's a cure. His name is Jesus. And I stood on my faith because I knew, I just knew without a doubt. And he was elevating that faith. But it's very, very hard. So, you know, when devastation and circumstances that surround us and the circumstances that are going on in this world right now, you know, Jesus is coming. I mean, he is soon to return. But, you know, when you read the Bible, you know, we see biblical prophecy unfolding right before our eyes. We are living in one of the greatest times ever when we think about it, because, you know, there is so much biblical prophecy coming to pass right now, but people don't realize it. But, you know, when things begin to really get bad, I want to have that faith, you know, to stand against anything and to voice and say, you know, my question is, will you? And it's, you know, and you know, you need to seek God. And if you feel that, you know, pray to God, ask the Father, spend time with him and say, help me. Elevate my faith. You know, give me that faith the size of a mustard seed. Help that mustard seed, that faith, grow into that big tree, you know, that it's so strong that nothing can shake you. You know, I at times, so, you know, I used to always say I had an unshakable faith until devastation came into my life and it shook my faith. But how did I come back? I got back into the Word. I got back into spending time with the Lord and seeking him. You know, he said he will never leave you or forsake you.
Yes.
Are you there, Apostle?
Yes, I'm here. Amen. I'm sorry. I didn't notice you were done. Well,
yeah,
I didn't want to interrupt
sure
your flow. I thought I was just concurring. Sure, absolutely. Amen. You were mentioning earlier about, I believe, therefore have I spoken. And we also believe and therefore speak, according to 2 Corinthians 4:13. But the word of God going forth out of our mouth, because remember, we have to say something. And, you know, it's just quite simple when you think about it. If we're supposed to be imitators of our Father from the very onset, from the beginning, as you noted, out of Genesis, he spoke. And there was a release. There was a manifestation. Oh, the creative power of God was released in Jesus' name. And so we, being imitators of him, also have to speak and say something. But it's not a mental assent. It's not just putting out a bunch of words. It's commingled by what's coming out of the abundance of our heart and manifesting out of our mouth. So shall his word that goes forth out of our mouth, is what the scripture says, it does not return to him void. And so we're not just speaking our words or making a mental assent and just pulling, stringing words together per se, but we are speaking the very word that goes forth out of the mouth of the Father. And subsequently, it shall not return unto him void, but accomplish that which he pleased and prosper in the thing where he has sent it, has already predestined and ordained it to be so. And so that is why we believe and therefore we speak in the name of Jesus. I love also that, you know, from the onset, the enemy will try to draw you out of this arena of faith. Glory to God, and make you focus on, as you were mentioning, woman of God, your health challenges that you were contending with, and how the Father spoke to you, reminded you by what you say, that's what you're going to have. If you want your body, that has to submit to the word of God. It has to come into alignment with the word that proceeds out of the mouth of God. But again, the enemy will try to draw us out of the arena of faith. He'll try to draw you into the arena of doubt and unbelief and anxiety, oh my God, and have you focus on your circumstances, on your past, on doors that should have been closed, and particularly in this season of 5, 7, 8, 4, this year, oh my God, of certain promises and divine manifestations that the Lord is now bringing forth in Jesus' name. The enemy wants you to not be in posture, be in the right position. And so he would have you look at the things that are seen in the name of Jesus. But the Father himself that has given us the strategy, he has given us the tools, amen. He has given us his spirit that dwells on the inside of us, and he has given us his word, glory to God. So it's not like we don't know what to do, but we must be very strategic and understand our enemy is trying to move you, lure you, amen, L-U-R-E-D, out of the place of faith in Jesus' name. I mean, when it comes down to where the rubber meets the road, particularly now in Rosh Hashanah, amen, this is a moment of celebration. Oh, my God. This is the culmination of all that the Father has said that he is going to do. This is that span, that space. Oh, my God, the portal is open in the name of Jesus, where we can have an expectation of what he has said. Now we can see the manifestation because of the person of the Holy Spirit. Amen. Reminding us, though, that we must have this basic foundation in place. Glory to God. You can't be waffling between two opinions. And so to be in position, to be in posture, your foundation must be sure in the name of Jesus. I was thinking about this earlier, that we are born again from above, not from culture or the rudiments of this world or this system in the name of Jesus. We are new creations in Christ Jesus. We are being transformed and renewed in the spirit of our mind. And we have inherited these certain abilities, oh my God, and benefits, the power and authority that has been entrusted to us, amen, that we are to be walking in. And so when we have that true identity, when we recognize, I should say, the true identity of who we are, that there's no option for us to think outside of the will and mind of God. We will operate and move in faith. The scripture says, as he is, so are we. The scripture says, in him we live, move, and have our being. We do not live out of our own abilities, hence losing, amen, to the enemy. It is not an option. Only if you don't have a sure foundation, only if, the woman of God, you don't have the word, oh my God, embedded in you, deep in you. No more floaters, amen. The Spirit of God is calling us to go out into the deep, and you have a life, oh my God, that you've chosen to consecrate yourself, a life of prayer and intercession, a life of intimacy and fellowship with the Father. So what? You have his mind. You have his intention. You know the will of God concerning the promises for your life. So you're not going to have doubt and unbelief in your vocabulary. As a matter of fact, a man of God who I love dearly, he always says, losing is not in our DNA. We have been blood bought, hallelujah, and sealed with the blood of Jesus. And he said that he is the Lion of Judah. He is our victor and our champion. And the scripture says that we triumph always in Christ Jesus. So there is no failure when you are walking in faith in the name of Jesus. I just read something recently. It said the whole world, wherever he is, wherever we are, he is present. So when we are present, as we are the vessels of God and carrying the glory of God, hallelujah,
The whole world should smell like victory to you. Hallelujah. Everywhere that you sit or tread your feet, you shall have an expectation that God is showing up here because I'm here, he is here, and he dwells on the inside of me in Jesus' name. And with that, I release my mic back to you, woman of God.
Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord. You know, when I was thinking about the spirit of faith in 2 Corinthians, where, you know, Paul did say, and having the same spirit of faith according to that which is written. You know, I believe, therefore I spoke. We also believe, therefore we also speak. So this verse to me says that we have the spirit of faith, so we speak. We speak not according to our mind, not according to what we think, but according to what is written. We do not speak, you know, when we are in the mind, when we are in the mind, we are, let me see how to word that. When we're in the mind, we have a mind of doubt.
Yes.
But it's not a spirit of faith. Doubt.
Amen.
Is in our mind, but faith is in our spirit. So if we turn our mind to our spirit, we have faith. If we can turn back to our mind, then we have doubt. So this
Amen.
Believing faith, you know, the scripture says, I believe, therefore I spoke, and it should be the same with us.
See, right there, that part right there, woo, it's powerful.
Yes, it should be the same with us. Absolutely. Absolutely. So today, you know, I just, you know, want to lift those that are in need of prayer, those that, you know, are praying for their faith to be elevated. And, you know, do you have anything you wanted to add to that? If not, then, you know, I'm just going to, you know, close this out in prayer. So, Father God, we just thank you, Lord God. We thank for you. Thank you, Father God, again, for this opportunity to share your word, Father God, to speak your word, for it is written, Father God. We thank you, Father, for those that are online today and, again, for those that will hear this message later, Father, I pray, Father God, that it has touched their hearts, Father God, and that they will begin to seek that relationship with you, Father God. They will seek that relationship with you, Father, to get to know you, get to know your word, Father, and let it increase their faith, Father God. This is what this is all about, Father God, is to increase the faith of your people, Father God. That is our prayer, Father God, for each and every one that is listening to this broadcast, is that this will increase their faith, Father, that they may speak to their situations, they may speak to the mountains, Lord God, and that what your word says, just like Jesus, you know, when he was in the wilderness, Father God, he spoke the word, he would say, it is written. So, Father God, let us begin to speak. Let us begin let our faith have a voice in our lives, into our situations. Let our faith have a voice into other people's situations, Lord God. We just pray for that increase right now in the mighty name of Jesus. We pray for those that are in need of healing, Father God. We pray for those right now, Lord God, that is listening. If there is anyone that is in need, Father God, we speak to the healing, Lord God, that everything in their body must come into alignment with the word of God. So we thank you, Father God. I pray blessings upon those, Father God, that are listening today, and I pray blessings upon Apostle P.D. Rustbrook and Kimmy Kim, Lord God, and we just want to lift up your holy name and say thank you, Father. In the mighty name of Jesus, I pray. Amen and amen.
Hallelujah. Amen, amen, and amen. And so it shall be in the name of Jesus. Thank you so much, Prophetess Melissa Ross, for giving the closing prayer. I'm telling you, the scripture says faith works by love, right? Amen. Don't forget that. You said amen.
Yes.
Some weeks ago, you remember saying that about faith. It cannot work without love. Amen. That being the love of God in our hearts. The enemy, though, comes for the word that's in us. Amen. The word of faith. So lock into the word. And if you lock into the word, you're going to lock into faith. You're going to manifest what the Lord desires for you and for those that you love and your circle of influence in Jesus' name. My prayer also, if I would add, is that let your eye be single in this moment in the name of Jesus. Don't let there be any distractions of disbelief in Jesus' name. The scripture says quite pointedly, we do not look at the things which are seen, but at the things which are not seen. For the things which are seen are temporal, but the things which are not seen are eternal. God wants us to have faith. And your faith, the spirit of faith that dwells within you, has a voice. And the word, which is the voice of God, you are manifesting that. I pray everywhere that you are, let him be present in Jesus' name. Again, a very powerful discussion. Amen. Faith conversations. And indeed, I would admonish those who are just joining us to check out the replay on YouTube in the name of Jesus. Thank you again, Prophetess Melissa, for this riveting Faith Conversations at the Red Table. Hallelujah.
Kingdom blessings.
For those that have just joined us, amen, please listen to the replay. It will indeed bless you in Jesus' name. I pray that you will join us next Saturday here on Shabbat Saturday for Faith Conversations at the Red Table. And I want to thank you again for stopping by. Amen. You could have done anything else with this hour, but it is such a blessing to have you join us. And next week, if you're here with us, come to the table. All are welcome in Jesus' name. And thank you, Dr. Kimmy Kim, and the Elation Radio, iHeart, Spreaker Radio, and YouTube for this platform. And you, people of God, I pray the Lord will continue to bless you, continue to enlarge your borders and territories in the name of Jesus. So come back next Saturday. I am your host, Apostle Westbrook, in the name of Jesus. The Lord bless you. Rosh Hashanah. Our producer, Dr. Kimmy Kim, take us out.